This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
The Great Commission. And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Matthew 28 verses 18 to 20. The Great Commission is an addition to and not a replacement of the garden mandate in Genesis chapter 1 verses 26 to 28, where God blessed Adam and Eve to be fruitful, multiply, have dominion, rule, and subdue the earth. Before giving his disciples this mandate, Jesus reminds them that he has all authority. After giving the command to his disciples, Jesus reminds them that he is with them to the end. He has all authority and he is with them so that they are fully authorized. We are called as followers of Christ to make disciple makers. This directive to make disciples is much a summary of Jesus' life and ministry, as it is a prime directive for Christ's followers. Our motivation for making disciples is our love for God and our authentic love for people. Charles Spurgeon says, "Every Christian here is either a missionary or an imposter." Does that quote sound intimidating? But that's exactly what God expects of us. Some friends say, "You are called for full-time ministry, therefore evangelism and discipleship isn't my cup of tea." Others ask, "Who has the time for it?" Disciple making does not take place in a church building, but in the context of everyday life where we live and work and socialize. We are called to take the initiative, not wait to be asked, to make plans and be intentional. Win people to Christ by sharing the gospel. Build them up through the study of God's word in a Bible preaching church and through Bible study groups to supplement. Train them to use tools and resources available to share the gospel in plenty if you seek help. Eventually send them into the harvest field like Jesus did. We need a sense of urgency in saving others by snatching them from the eternal fire, as Jude chapter 1 verse 23 reminds us. The scriptural model is one of multiplication. Through multiplication, just starting with one person committed to turning two people into disciple makers in a year, it is possible to reach the entire world's population for Christ in one generation. Even without all the technology and tools that are additionally available for our use in today's world, this is the power of multiplication. In theory, it would take only 35 years to reach the disciple across the world population. Utilizing the method of reaching and discipling two disciple makers per year, Jesus instructed his disciples as they entered the harvest field in Luke chapter 10, verse 2, to pray to the Lord for more harvesters. This was not necessarily a prayer for vocational pastors or missionaries or Christian workers, but rather disciple makers engaged in every sphere of society. Prepare a plan to pray faithfully and systematically for more active disciple makers. Be available to be the answer to your own prayers. A Christian disciple follows Jesus, becoming more and more like him through a life of faith and obedience. Grow as a disciple who makes other disciples to make Jesus known everywhere. I would like to quote Dr. Bill Bright, the founder of Campus Crusade for Christ. He says, "Success in witnessing is simply taking the initiative to share Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit and leaving the results to God." Will you pray along with me? Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you. You loved the world so much that you gave your only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. But how may my family and friends believe if they haven't heard about this eternal life you promise? Help me seek opportunities and give me the courage to take the initiative. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Dear listener, We are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.